C-O-C-H-L-Y if you want that cool papa. By the frequency, Star Henry, over. Nothing hurt, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa, Portable Clerk.
Well, good morning, Emil, the E1 Echo Papa, the 5RJM. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy. Welcome back. We missed you. And all that sort of good stuff. And still working on the recovery of the kite. I got a 20-foot ladder that got me halfway up there, but still going to be a challenge, but we're working on it. Go ahead.
Roger, roger. Not sure what's going on with the ladder and all that, but you can maybe explain that if you want there. That's probably something I missed. But yeah, no, I had a good time. Nice to get some R&R and relaxing and, yeah, spend some time there with the family. Grandkids and so forth, but yeah, it was really nice. Couldn't ask for anything better. So, thanks for looking after some of the system there. Much appreciated, and maybe we pay the favor someday. VE1 Echo Papa, VE5RJM. Back to you.
Yeah, very good. Well, let me backtrack here. I had a flight, I think, the middle of last week, and everything was going good, and the wind changed. I had it up about 150 feet. The wind changed and went to the north, which was covered by some tall trees. And then the wind just dropped, and so did the kite. It landed up on a 50-foot tree, but landed at 40-foot level. So it's been, it looks like a big flag in the sky there as you drive by, over.
Oh, wow. That's not good. Oh, boy. Yeah. Obviously tried to break it free there with the string there and so forth, and all that stuff with branches and going every which way. Once it's in there, it's like a spider web there, you know, for it to be able to get out. Oh, yeah, so 40 feet, that's up there pretty high. You need almost like a bucket truck or something to get at it there. That would be ideal. Well, sorry to hear about that. You always try to keep it away from the trees, there's not much you can do about that.